I just want to thank Nancy so much for hosting. Thank you, thank you. Just thank you for opening up your home for us. And I also want to thank Naomi, Rivka, and Leora. That was not listed in order of importance. I was looking for a word that would describe the three of them, and I actually had to look it up to see how it's pronounced so I don't embarrass myself in public. So it's indefatigable. Okay? I never knew how to pronounce that right. I think I was always saying it wrong. Not that I use it all the time. But that is a great word that describes, so you don't know what it means, go look it up, and then you'll know how to pronounce it also. It just describes Naomi, Rivka, and Leora's constant efforts on behalf of our shul and always making sure that there are women's events, women's learning, women's shirim, Shabbos Mevorachim shirim, like, and on social events, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to give them a tremendous thank you. And finally, I want to thank Mrs. Horowitz so, so much for gracing us with your presence. All of us, I think, are fans already, so you don't need an introduction. We've gotten to learn from you many, many times, and we're very excited to hear you now. Thank you so, so much.
Okay, thank you, Robinson. Okay, Shavua Tov and Chodesh Tov. Not only is it Shavua Tov, it is also Chodesh Tov. We should be zocha to a Chodesh that is overflowing with Simcha and Bracha and Yeshua and Shalom and Geula. All of Klal Yisrael, all over the world, and our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Makom Yerachim Aleihem. Let us learn. So given that it is Otzei Shabbos, and the first of all, I want to thank Leora, who I just met for the first time. Where is she? She came over to me.
Here.
Where? There. How did I come? It's a very cute story. She reached out to me, not knowing that I was coming to LA. I think just saying the next time you're here.
You mentioned you were in California in the shir.
Please. Oh, I mentioned in my shir that I was out west. So she said, please let me know. That was in November. So I said, well, I was in Palo Alto. So I don't think that would work, except that I'm coming to LA in March. That's what happened. So thank you very much. Thank you to the Rabbitson, I don't know where she is, who I just met, for your kind introduction. Thank you to the hostess of tonight's shir, all these people I just met. And thank you to Rabbi Jonah and Shosh Kamenetsky Steinmetz for hosting me this Shabbos. So let us talk about Inyanei Diyoma and lessons from Megillas Esther. I want to start with a story that was told. Oh, could everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. A story that was told over by Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman. I'm sure you are aware and have heard of him. A rav and an author. He's based in Passaic, New Jersey. The following story was told over recently. He wrote it in Mishpacha magazine. They had a special supplement on Tefillah, and he wrote the following. It's called Yurtzeit in the Big Apple. Such is the power of prayer, the Koach HaTefillah, which is one of the central themes of Megillas Esther and the life of Esther Hamalka. Esther Hamalka is a heroine. She is a Jewish Bas Yisrael who is the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Knesset Yisrael. But she had a very tragic life. She was taken out with Galus after Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. Her father and mother died presumably at the time of the Churban. Mordechai was her uncle, but he was also her husband. She was married to Mordechai. Al Tikri Labas El Labayis. She was his home, i.e. his wife. And when the king has a beauty pageant, which is not any beauty pageant, they call all of the maidens in 127 provinces, and every night the king is with a different woman. And the one who finds favor in his eyes, that is who will be queen. They sit for 6 months in the oils and 6 months in the perfumes. We are too used to the stories in Tanakh and we fail to appreciate them. What kind of person was Ahasuerus? They had to prepare for 12 months for a night with the king. And if he enjoyed them, they went back to the harem of the woman and he would call for them a second time. It was a terrible tragedy personally for Esther and Mordechai that she was called to the king, and not only called to the king, she found favor in his eyes more than any other maiden. Atimloch tachas Vashti. And she was anointed queen instead of Vashti. Of course, it was all a plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she should be the shaliach to save the nation. But personally, her life was very tragic. I want to focus with you on one specific medrash and the tefillah that Esther HaMalka davened on her way to the king. We also know, the Gemara tells us, that she is the Ayalas HaShachar. And she recited Kapitel Chaf Beis of Tehillim on her way to the king. It's a nice moment of tefillah. If you take 5 minutes on Tainis Esther and recite Kapitel Chaf Beis of Tehillim, this is what the Gemara tells us she said as she walked to the king. And it begins with Amnatzech al Ayalas HaShachar Mizmor LaDavid, a song for the conductor of the Ayalas HaShachar, the morning dawn, another name for Esther HaMalka. Katie, Katie, my God, Lama Azavtani. Why have you abandoned me? Rachok Mishu Asi Divresha Gasi. Your salvation is so far from my cry. Rav Sham Sharfal Hirsch says, don't read it, Lama Azavtani, in his commentary to Tehillim. Lama, for what purpose is my suffering, writes Rav Hirsch. A Jew must look at the circumstances in which he finds himself and try to identify a purpose to his suffering, to find meaning in our challenges, to find ennoblement in the difficulties in life. Tefillah is one of the tools which we can all utilize, not only to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to build a stronger relationship with him so that we too may find strength in our challenges. Lema azavtani, for what purpose, says Rav Hirsch, is my suffering. All of that is not what Rabbi Baron Yitzchak Eisenman writes in Mishpacha. I will now tell you the following story. It's called Yurtzeit in the Big Apple. Does anyone read Mishpacha besides Michal Haaretz when I have time? As a rabbi, I'm used to being approached at the pharmacy and at the bank by people asking me questions about Judaism. However, I was totally unprepared for an experience that I had at Port Authority bus terminal in New York City in December 2013. If you have no idea what Port Authority is, let me educate you. It is the largest bus terminal in the United States and the busiest in the world. And 225,000 people on an average weekday and more than 65 million people a year travel through it. With human traffic so intense, the one thing people are not doing is idling. It is the last place on earth I would have imagined anyone wanted to schmooze with me. But that's exactly what happened as I was minding my own business, waiting to return home after a rare excursion to New York City. Excuse me, are you a rabbi? Yes, I am a rabbi. Why do you ask? My name is Arthur. However, my mother, may she rest in peace, named me Velvel. I was born in Crown Heights, and my wife and I lived there until the neighborhood began to change. Then we moved to New Jersey. About a year ago, my wife passed away. I know it's not right, but I have not yet been to shul to say Kaddish for her. I was looking at Velvel, unsure of where this conversation was going. Anyway, Rabbi, I was wondering if you, when you get back to shul tonight, could you say Kaddish for my beloved wife? I readily agree to this request. I am often asked to say Kaddish for those who have known to say for them. But I innocently suggested to Vavil, you know, it would certainly be more fitting if you came to Shul and said Kaddish for your wife yourself. I was content with this lukewarm offer. I fulfilled my Kiruv obligation. I was not prepared for Valvel's answer. I would love to, but I don't drive anymore, and I cannot go to Shul unless someone comes with me. I looked at Valvel, and then Valvel said, Rabbi, I see you guys sometimes praying near the corners of the building. Can't you organize prayers for me right here? I looked at Valvel. He was totally serious. If we get a minyan together, will you recite Kaddish for your wife? Rabbi, if you get a minyan, I will recite Kaddish. I was suddenly thrust into the not so comfortable position of going around and asking men, are you Jewish? The answers I received were simply not to be believed. I'm not sure, are you? What's it to you, man? No, but I always wanted to be. Can you help me? Yes, I am. You want to make something out of it? The most common answer was, why do you ask? Soon, by counting yarmulkes and convincing some not yet from Jews to join us, we had a minyan. And suddenly, Yiskado v'Yiskadosh was echoing through the terminal at Port Authority. When the emotional service ended, Valvo approached me. He was teary-eyed and he was choked up. And he said, Rabbi, thank you. The last time I said Kaddish was in 1953 when my father died. I innocently asked, when did he die? Come to think of it, this time of year, December 9th, 1953. When I arrived at Shul that evening, I glanced at the calendar. It was the 3rd of Teves. Something pushed me to look up the Hebrew day for December 9th, 1953. I bet you can figure out the rest. It was the 3rd of Teves, 1953, the day that he said Kaddish for his wife, the only time in his life when he had a minyan arranged in Port Authority as a yurt site of his father. Tefillah has the koach to change our destiny, to enhance our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and connect us to Am Yisrael. The Gemara says, Ezahi avodah shehi balev, what is service that is in the heart, Tainis 2a, Havei omer zohi tefillah. Tefillah is prayer that emanates from the deepest place in the heart. And Rabbi Zev Lev points out that lev and bechi are the same gematria. Lev is 32, heart, and bechi, tears, is also 32. Lamed bet, 30 and 2, heart, 32, and bechi, bet, chaf, yod, or beis, chaf, yod, 2, 20, 10, is also 32. And the Gemara tells us, ezehi avodah shehi balev, what is service of the heart? Havei omer zohi tefillah, you should say that this is prayer. The makom of tefillah is in lev. Yes, we move our lips. And yes, we read from a sitter. And yes, there are certain motions for certain times through the service of the prayer. But the place from where prayer emanates is from the heart, the lev. And it's not an accident that the same gemara, the same gematria of lev is the gematria of bechi, crying. Because the essence of our cries for one another, for Klal Yisrael, for ourselves, for our families, is in the heart. And so Rabbi Zev Lev says the dima'ot are the physical expression of the cry. The tears are only the physical expression of what's happening in here. And that is so true. Sometimes you can be going through a difficult situation in life. I hope not, but it happens. And really, you're walking around and your heart is in so much pain. Your heart is storming. Your heart is crying. But like Esther Amalka, Vatilbash Esther Malka, she was terrified to go to the king. And yet she donned royalty. She put on a mask and she walked to the king. While the heart was crying. The heart can be crying when the dima'ot are not necessarily present. And yet that is where prayer emanates from. How apt that the Gemara tells us, from the time that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, all the gates of prayer are locked. However, even though the gates of prayer are locked, the gates of tears are never locked. So we have a very good question. If the gates of tears are never locked, asked the Koska Rebbe, why do you need gates? What's the point of having gates if you never lock them? Miyam shacharav hamikdash, shari tefillin inalu. Va'af al pisha shari tefillin inalu, shari dimot lo ninalu. So if the gates are not locked, I said that in English before I said in the Lashon of the Gemara. So I said the translation before I quoted it inside. So if they're never locked, why do you need gates? You shouldn't have gates. What's the point of gates if you never open, if you never lock them? There are certain prayers that are locked out and certain prayers that are never locked out. The prayers of Yeush, the prayers of hopelessness, the tears of despair, that we see no hope on the horizon, no chance for improvement. The tears of, I give up on myself, on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. Those tears are locked out. For tears of Yeush, there are gates. Ein Yeush Ba'olam. For a Jew, there is never despair in the world. We always have hope. We always maintain our emunah. And so why do we need gates? Because the tears of I give up are locked out. But the tears of Ein lanu amili hisha'en ela alavinu shabashamayim. The tears of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can change my destiny. You can change our destiny. I know it looks very bleak. I know it looks very difficult. I don't understand what's happening, especially since October the 7th. But when we cry from the place of the lave, those are never locked out. I actually have not said this over in a shir yet. I'm going to say it over now. I read something very beautiful. The Zohar says, do you have a sitter? Sorry, I know I asked for a chumash. I apologize. Let me make a shahakal while you're getting a sitter. I just need regular Shmona Esrei. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shalakol Nehiyabed Haram.
Amen.
Thank you so much. In the opening bracha, thank you, of the Amida, since I read this, I've been very moved, and I've been thinking about it every time I say the Shemana Esrei. I actually read it in family first, in the Parsha Khan by Figi Peretzman a couple of weeks ago. So we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she was quoting the Zohar, for all different midos, we praise, I should say, praise the brachas of Shabbach in the beginning of the Shemana Esrei. And we say, blessed are you, Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosein. It's the opening words of the Shemona Esrei. These are words that you say in the Amida. Shachris Mincha Arvis, Yemei Chol, weekday, Shabbos, Yom Tov. The opening three blessings of the Shemona Esrei, the Shabbach, the praise never change. Listen to this. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the God of our fathers, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hakel, God, Hagadol, the great, Hagibor, the awesome, Vanora, the awesome, Kel Elyon, the most exalted God, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, who bestows good kindness, Vikone Hakol. What does Vikone Hakol? He owns everything. He acquires everything. The Zohar says Vikone Hakol. Kone is from the word mitakein, tikkun. A tikkun is a rectification or a repair. The kone akal means, Hashem, I'm praising you because you can fix everything. The problem is that it's so powerful, especially if you're going through a difficult challenge, personally, individually, nationally, we're all going through the same challenge. The kone akal, I never have yeush, I never give up, I don't have despair that it's impossible. Kosh Baruch Hu, you could be misaking everything in my life. You have the power to fix whatever seems insurmountable that I cannot fix. The kone hakol. you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be misakin, can fix everything that comes my way. I want to talk about the tefillah that Esther Hamalka, thank you. Isn't that beautiful? It's very, very powerful. Think about when you daven Shemona Esrei. And so the tears of Yeush are locked out. The tears of despair. You need gates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, a Jew, I don't want to hear those. Kaviyacha, it's not Jew. Hashem never says that. Let me rephrase that. Those are not productive tears that will accomplish anything. But tears of hope and longing, those can elicit divine rachamim to bring the geula. Let's talk about Esther Hamalka on her way to the king. Vayomer Mordechai lahashiv el Esther. Mordechai says, Esther says, you know, I can't go to the king 30 days. I wasn't called. He'll kill me. He killed Vashti. Mordechai says to tell Esther, Al tadami b'nafsheich li'malei beit ha-melch mikol ha-yudim. Do not think that you could escape with your life in the palace of the king more than any other Jew. Ki im ha-charesh tacharishi ba'es hazos. If you persist in your silence at this time, ragach v'hatzala ya'amad ha-yudim mimakom acher, an allusion to the Ribbono Shel Makom. Salvation and deliverance will come from another place. The Makom Moshe Olam, God will never abandon us. Va'at ubechovi uveit avich tovedu. And you and your father's house will disappear into the mist of history. Do not think because you are the queen you can escape with your life more than any other Jew. What happens to one will happen to us all. Umio dea imla eit kazot higat l'machut. Perhaps, Queen Esther, the entire purpose of your life, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you into this world, is for this very moment. Maybe you are giving up your moment of why God sent you here. Who knows? Perhaps it is for a time like this that you have become queen. And Esther orders him to gather all the Jews in Shushan and fast 3 days and three nights. Her and her maidens will fast as well. And like this I will come to the king. And if I shall perish, then I shall perish. Let's learn together a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah here tells us both about the tefillah of Mordechai as well as the tefillah of Esther Hamalka. It's Medrash Esther Rabbah for your reference, Parsha Ches, Siman Zayin. Vatomer Esther Lahashival Mordechai. Esther says to send back word to Mordechai. Amra lo, she says to him, go gather all the Jews who can be found in Shushan and fast for me. Don't eat and don't drink for 3 days. What 3 days was she telling Mordechai the Jews in Shushan had to fast? Is anyone talking that I don't hear? Oh, Elu hein yud gimel yud dalet v'tes vav b'nisan. We're in the Medrash now. Which days did she say, al tochu v'al tishnu shloshes yamim, laila v'yom, don't eat, don't drink for 3 days, night and day, gam v'niv v'narot sayat, tzum kein, me and my maidens will fast as well. Which days was she telling them you have to fast? These were the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of Nisan. What is the 14th or 15th of Nisan? What we call Chag HaPesach. Shalach la v'harei behem yom rishon shal Pesach. So Mordechai, the Gadol Dor, sends back a message to Esther. And he says to her, are you realizing that you are telling us to fast on Pesach? In other words, we can't do this. We have to sit down, we have to have a Seder, we have to commemorate the temple, which was destroyed a few years ago. We can't fast on Pesach. Amra lo, she said to him, Zakein shebi Yisrael. Zakein be Yisrael, God Al Adar, the elder in Israel. Lama hu Pesach. What was she saying to him? Lama hu Pesach. What does it mean? If all the Jews die, what's the point of Pesach? Better we should sacrifice one Pesach. No pun intended, carbon Pesach. Better we should sacrifice one Pesach so we will have many Pesach to celebrate in the future. If we all die, what lama is a Pesach? Pikuach nefesh is doch al kol. In a time of pikuach nefesh, we all need to fast. Don't worry about Pesach. Miyad shamad Mordechai v'hodalad varva. Immediately Mordechai heard and he listened to her. Hadahu dichtiv, like the pasuk says, vayavar Mordechai vayasku chasher tzivta alav Esther. Mordechai went and he did everything Esther commanded. Shavir yom tov shal Pesach b'taynis. They passed the yom tov of Pesach in a fast. Va'al osho tzara. Now listen, first the Medrash tells us about the tefillah of Mordechai, and then the Medrash tells us about the tefillah of Esther and Malka. Va'yavar Mordechai, no, sorry, wrong line. Va'al osho tzara, va'yispalal Mordechai el Hashem. For this tragedy, for this emergency, Mordechai davened Hashem. Vayomer, and what did he say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Something that I stress, it's very important. I said it today in a lady's shiur, and I'm going to say it Shabbos day again. We are not particularly moved by the narratives in Tanakh because you all know the ending. So like, who's actually afraid when Megillas Esther is being read and the letters of annihilation are sent, and who's scared that all the Jews are going to be killed? Nobody. Why? You know the end. Who's scared when Avram takes his son to the Akedah? You read it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Bereishis Chaf Beis, it's a Torah reading. Are you afraid when God says, take your son, your only one, the one you love, Yitzchak, and go to the Mount of Moriah and offer him up as a korban on one of the mountains, I will tell you. Is anyone afraid that Yitzchak's going to be shechted? No, because we're all here. So whatever, okay, fine. Rabbi Avigdor Miller says Zatzal. Avram lived in the days before Chumash with Rashi. It's a gewaldic line. No, it's Mamish Gewaldic. Sometimes he's very funny. It was just such a funny. Do they have Torah of Avigdor here?
Yeah.
The little pamphlets of Avigdor Miller? Yeah, okay. I don't know if you saw, which one? Kitisa. It was Mamish funny. I said to my son, I was laughing. He says, I was laughing in shul. Avigdor Miller says, but this is really, maybe it's said in a humorous way, but oh, I took my mark. Okay. It's really very, very important to keep this in mind. Avigdor Miller says, Avram lives in the days before Chumash with Rashi. What does that mean? He's living it as it's happening. He doesn't know that Sarah's going to be freed from Paro and then Avimelech. He doesn't know the end of the story. He doesn't know that Yitzchak's going to be fine and we're all going to be here, descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, thousands of years later learning Torah. He doesn't know. He takes the machalash, the knife, he takes the esh, the fire, and he goes to shach the sun. So is anyone scared? No, your heart's not pounding. Why? How do you feel when Yosef and the brothers, you think, when they sell him, are you crying? Not really. Why not? Of course he has to go down. Of course God says to send him down. He's going to support everyone in the years of the famine. So what does this have to do with Megillas Esther? They don't know the end of the story. Lahashmid, laharok, ula abed es kol ayehudim. Minar va'ad zakein. Taf v'nashim. To destroy, annihilate, and kill every single Jew. Women, children, elderly, babies, and one day. In our long and bitter history of Galus, we have seen this declaration come to fruition many times too many. My four grandparents were Holocaust survivors. Three of them were married before the Shoah. Between them, they lost five daughters. Their first marriages, three of my grandparents, one had three daughters, one had one, and one had one. Mordechai and Esther don't know the end of the story. You know the end of the story, so you're waiting to get to the end of the Megillah so we could go eat and party. And send shlachmanis and have a suda. It's beautiful, but they don't know the end of the story. That's why we read Megillah two times, once at night, once in the morning. Eicha, you only read once a night. Why? Because Eicha is the lamentation of exile and churban, destruction. And we have not yet seen the rebuilding. Night represents a dark time of exile. Eicha is only read at night because we're still in the night of Galut. The morning has not dawned. Esther, we read twice. Once at night represents Lahashmi, Largul, Abed, Kol Yudim. And the morning represents Vinahafachu, Asher Yishlitu Ayudim, Heima Bisoneim. The morning represents the dawn of exile, of redemption that came, but they didn't know. They were living in the days before Chumash with Rashi. So Mordechai davened, and you have to remember that he's davening for his life. They're davening for their lives, for their existence. Vayispala Mordechai al Hashem vayomer. Galui v'yadua lefnei kisei kivodacha adon ha'olamim. It is revealed and known before your holy throne, the master of all worlds. Kilami gavu leiv umerum ayin asisi asa shelo ishtachavisi lahaman. I did not bow down to Haman because of pride, because of my ego, because the premise that Haman used was Mordechai won't bow down, so now I'm going to kill all the Jews. It's just an excuse. Ki im miyirascha pa'alti zos. The only reason I did this is because I am afraid of you. I have Yerushalayim. Levilti ishtachavos lo. And so I will not bow down to him. Ki yareisi mi panecha, levilti teis kvodecha lebasar adam. Because I live with Yerushalayim, because I have reverence for heaven, I do not want to give your kavod, God, to a person of flesh and blood. Velo ratzitzi lishtachavos luzulatcha. Therefore, I don't want to bow down to anyone besides for you, Kosh Baruch Hu. Ki mi ani, asher lo eshtachav el Haman. Al teshuas amcha Yisrael. Because who am I to not bow down to Haman if it would ensure the salvation of Am Yisrael? If it was permitted to bow down to him, and I believe that it would save Am Yisrael, I would bow down to him. Who am I? I don't care about my own kavod, said Mordechai. I care about your kavod, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki lo cheich hayisi mina'al raglav. What did Mordechai say? Lo cheich hayisi mina'al raglav. I'm willing to self-negate so much that what would I do? Lick the soles of his shoes. I have no covet for myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is only for a covet Shemayim, the glory of heaven. And now God, save us from his hand. Let him fall into the trap, into the pit, into the snare that he dug. And let this wicked one know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did not forget the promise that you promised us. How many days? Is it 156? Does anyone know? Yeah. We don't know the end of the story. Mordechai and Esther didn't know the end of the story. Avram Avinu didn't know the end of the story. With the Bechi in our lave, not tears of Yeush despair, but productive tears of beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of his great name. What a profound Chilul Hashem was October 7th. What a horrific Chilul Hashem. You know what the nations of the world say? You know what they said during the Shoah? You know what they say today? Your God has abandoned you. Chalila v'chas. What a profound Chilul Hashem is equated with Golus, with the travails of exile. For your sake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Mordechai, who am I? I would lick the soles of his shoes. It's not about my kavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what about your kavod? Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let this wicked one know. Ki lo shachachta ha'avtacha shivtachtanu. Let our enemies know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have not forgotten the promise you made to us. Quoting the pasuk from the Klalos and Bechukosai, va'af gamzos biyos be'eretz oyvehem lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim. Even when they are in the land of the enemy, this is Mordechai talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol. I will not forget them. I will not annul the covenant. I will not destroy them. What did Mordechai do? What did Mordechai then do after he davened? Does anyone know?
Put a sack on.
What? Someone's talking?
Put a sack on. He wore a sack.
What?
He wore a sack.
Oh, he did tear kriya. Tear kriya, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So Miguel tells us in Perak Dalet Pasuk Aleph, Vayede Mordechai's kosher nasa, Vayilbas sak ve'efer, Vayetze besocha yir vayizak za'aka gadolo mara, that Mordechai knew what had been declared, and he tore a kriya and he went into the streets and he cried a great and bitter cry. But here the Medrash adds something else. Me'asa Mordechai, what did Mordechai do? Ki beitz es hatino kos. He gathered the children. V'ina osam milachem u'mayim. Even the children were fasting. V'hilbishon sak v'shivam ba'ifer. They were wearing sackcloth and ashes. V'hayutso akim uvochin v'oskin b'torah. He gathered the children. They also were in a state of fasting. Even the children were screaming out, were crying, and were learning Torah. This is Medrash Esther Rabbah 8:7, Parsha Ches, Siman Zayin. So Mordechai is davening, and Mordechai is crying out, and Mordechai is self-negating, but he's saying, Hashem, what about your kavod? And today we could say, Kosh Baruch Hu, what about your kavod? What do the nations of the world say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, restore the dignity and the sanctity to your throne and to your name. When we were in Eretz Yisrael in January, we did a lot of very moving and emotional, I don't want to use the word things, experiences. We spent 55 minutes, my son and I, at a shiva tent of an Ethiopian soldier. We were the only Americans there. It was Sunday. The Sunday, the beginning, we were there through Tu B'Shvat. So maybe it was Yud Shvat. It was the beginning of the week. We stood by his kever on Har Herzl. And we went to the shiva tent. We were there for 55 minutes. The family was extremely receptive. They were speaking about their son. They were interested in hearing from us. We spoke to the grandmother, the mother, the father, the commander of the soldier was there. We went to Halavaya and Har Herzl of Alkana Yehuda Sfez, one of the 21 soldiers who was killed that Monday when the booby-trapped houses in Gaza exploded on them. We went to the Shloshim of Elisha Yehonatan Lober, who leaves behind a young baby and at the time a pregnant wife who has since given birth to a baby boy. We made sandwiches for soldiers. We went to the south. We're living through a time when we don't know the end. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the end. But we know that teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avirin, esroa, gezeira. This is an absolute truism. V'hayutso akim, ubochin, v'oskin b'torah. They were calling out, they were crying, and they were involved in Torah learning. We know that teshuvah, tonight, when I was leaving the show where I spoke the Shabbos, so someone mentioned, you're from Toronto. I said, yes, I've been away from Toronto a long time, so Jewish geography does not work so well with me in Toronto. But he said his name. I said, I don't know. So he said, well, I'm about teshuva. So you wouldn't know me. So another fellow who was standing there said, well, we are all Bali teshuva. And I said, you're right. We should all be chozrim b'teshuva. All of us, every single one of us has to have a life where we're always striving to improve who we are. We know that teshuva, we know tefillah, we know tzedakah, matanos levyonim is one of the mitzvos hayom. Ma'avirinus roha gzeira. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the tools to repair and rectify the situation. And every person needs to say, not what does the other Jew need to do. Every Jew needs to say, what can I do? Kaili, Kaili, Lama Azavtani, Lama, for what purpose has this happened? For what purpose is my suffering? How can I engage in teshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah on behalf of Klal Yisrael? Uba'esahi haisa Esther nifchades ma'od. Esther was very afraid. Bipnei harash er tzamcha b'Yisrael. Esther was very afraid because of the evil that had sprouted in Israel. Esther took off her royal garments. She removed her royal clothing. And she too put on sackcloth. She uncovered her hair and she filled it with dust and with ashes. She afflicted her soul with fasting. We have Tainis Esther. We have a fast of Esther. This year it's a Nidcha. I don't know if you call it Nidcha when it goes earlier, but I think you do. But it's an early fast, not a pushed off fast. I was actually thinking about that. What do you call the fast when it's earlier? Well, ask the rabbi. In the meantime, Lamaisa, utilize the moments of the fast to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Bechi and the Lev on behalf of Knesset Yisrael. Vatipol al panel lefnei Hashem vatis palal. Just like Mordechai, she fell on her face before God and she prayed. Vatomer. We already examined Mordechai's prayer. What was Esther's prayer? Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem Rashaltim Yimei Kedem, Hashem, the God of Israel, who has ruled from forever, Ubarasha Es HaOlam, and you created this whole world, Azorna, please help me, Amascha, help your maidservant, Asher Nisharti Yisoma B'li Ava'im, her life was so tragic. I am a Yisoma. I am an orphan without a father and a mother. Umishula la'aniya. Sho alas mi bias la bias. I am like a poor person who is knocking from door to door and house to house for handouts. Kena nochi sho alas rachamecha. Mi chalon lechalon beves achashverosh. I imagine her walking down the long hallway. With stain, we know he had a very beautiful palace. With stained glass windows and marble pillars. And she's putting every step one in front of the other after 3 days of fasting. In fact, the Medrash says she was swooning, she was fainting. And Malachim were holding her up. Just like a pauper goes from house to house, I am begging for your mercy. Mechalon lechalon beves Achashverosh. From window to window. In the house of Achashverosh. Va'at Hashem, and now God, make me successful. Amascha ha'aniya, your poor maidservants. Va'hatzila es tzon marisecha. These words are so timeless. Is this Esther Hamalka in Shushan Habira in the aftermath of Chorban Bayis Rishon? Or is it Knesset Yisrael in 5784? 154, 56, does anyone know? Days after October the 7th. Kein anochi sho'alas rachamecha michalon nechalon beves achashverosh. Va'ata Hashem hatzlicha nola amascha ha'aniya hazos. Va'hatzila es tzon marisecha min ha'oivim ha'elu asher kamu aleinu. Think about this. When you daven on Tainis Esther, halavai the Yeshua should be before.
Amen.
When we were in Nova Music Festival, the parents of Romy Gonin were there. Romy Gonin is 23 years old and she is being held captive by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. It wasn't a protest. It wasn't Hostage Square. We happened to be there at the same time that these parents were there. And I went over to Romy's mother, a Chiloni Israeli, I'm not sure what city she's from, a Dati American woman. And I said to her, Ani rotza lahagid lach mashehu, aval ein li ma lahagid. Ma ani agid lach, ani mitzta'eret. Slicha, en li ma lahagid. I said to Romy's mother, I would like to tell you something. I was crying. She was not crying. And this was already 6 weeks ago. And Romy is still not home. I said, what should I tell you? I'm sorry. I said, I have nothing to tell you. So she pointed to the picture of Romy. And underneath, there was a sign that said, B'makom she'ein milim chibuk yachal. So apparently I'm not the first person to tell her I have nothing to say. The sign under Romy's picture said, in a place where there are no words, a hug will do. So I said to her, Rak davar achad ani yotza lagid lach. Kol ha'am biyachad itchem. Kol ha'am b'yachad. Yesh lanu neshama achar. Lev achar. Anachnu am achar. Hatfilot shelanu itchem. Habechi shelanu itchem. I did not tell her a dvar Torah. I don't think it would have been appropriate. I said, we're one nation. We're all together. One heart, one soul, one prayer. And then I said, afshar l'chabek. Can I give you a hug? Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Mashaltim Yimei Kedem Ubarasa Esa Olam. Can any of us imagine going to sleep for 156 days not knowing where the person closest to you is? It's literally completely unfathomable. Listen to this tefillah. Azornar amascha shenishati yisoma b'li av v'eim. How many yisomim are there since October 7th? U'mishula la'aniya shu'elis mi'bayis l'bayis. Knesset Yisrael and Golos were like paupers from land to land, country to country, house to house. Hakosh Baruch Hu. Kena nochi shu'elis rachamecha michalon nechalon b'veis echashveyush. As I walked down the hallway, one stained glass window of his conquest after another, I ask only for your mercy. Please help us. We are all impoverished maidservants of you. We are the flock. We are the sheep of your flock. From these wicked enemies who have risen up against us. There's nothing holding you back, God. You can save the many and you could save the few. You are the father of orphans. Please stand by my right side. Because this Yesoma always trusts in your loving kindness. Tears of Yeyush are locked out. But tears of hope, tears of Emuna, productive tears of Teshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah, those gates are never closed. Usna osi the rachamim lefnei ha'isha zeh ki yareisiv. Grant me mercy before this man because I fear him. V'hashpileu lefanai. Lower him down before me. Ki ata mashpil geim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bring down the haughty. I once heard a beautiful vart. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sota 11b, Yud Aleph Beis, Bishar Nashim Tzidkanios, Ba'ozo Hador, Negali Yisrael Mitzrayim. Why did the Geula Mitzrayim come? Because of the merit of the righteous women of that generation. If I started on this Gemara, we're going to be here for another hour. And we changed the clocks, which I didn't realize because my flight's very early. Baruch Hashem. I'll tell you the truth. You want to know what Torah is? I love Torah. No, I literally love Torah. Like, I actually love Torah. I was so tired when I came in here. You probably, I hope you can't tell. You know, I am not tired anymore. I'm so tired. Baruch Hashem. So the Rav says, all right, I'm supposed to give shir in the yeshiva. It's supposed to be an hour, 2 hours. It's never an hour. It's 2 hours, 2.5 hours. It's 3 hours. The Talmidim, they're half my age, a quarter of my age. They come out exhausted. I come out refreshed. I teach once a week at the Nautilus. It's a retirement community in Atlantic Beach. The population ranges from age. The youngest are really, for different reasons, they're starting in the early 70s, but most of the population is in their 80s, 90s, and into 100. I'm not exaggerating. And they, Baruch Hashem, calls Manshah Ner Dolek of Shalit Akein. They love the learning. And there's one woman sometimes after Shir, she says, after lecture, she says, I'm exhausted from listening to you, she tells me. Last week, a gentleman, elderly, very elderly, stop. He says, "What's your name?" I said, "Michal." He says, "I think you're terrific." I said, "Okay, I'm going to be here next Wednesday also." So if I start telling you about the Gemara and Sota Yura after your bays, and now we go to Mitzrayim and we're going to be here at all, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the Gemara tells us, you know why the Geula Mitzrayim came? Because of the merit of the righteous woman in that generation, Israel was redeemed. Because the aim be Yisrael and Esther Hamalka has a koach to effect redemption because she never gives up. The aim be Yisrael never gives up. Her tears are not tears of Yeush. They are hopeful tears that will channel teshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. I don't remember who originally said this because I always try to quote B'Shem Amro, but it's not my own word. It might be Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro from North Miami Beach, but it might not be. Every geula comes from the koach of the aim, the mother, all of us, every woman in Klal Yisrael. Aim, Aaron, Moshe, but behind them were Yocheved and Miriam. Aleph Mem, Im, Aaron Moshe. Not only Yocheved and Miriam, this week is Parshas Vayakel. Every righteous woman and her mirror affected redemption. Aaron Moshe. Esther Mordechai. And Be'ezrat Hashem, it is the aim be Yisrael, it is the Jewish women in Israel who will never give up, who will take us to the time of Eliyahu and Mashiach Tzidkenu. Ezra Hashem, with our combined tefilos and teshuvah and tzedakah, we will truly be ma'avir nesro gzeira. We will be able to see the end of the story. I will say, Hodu la Hashem kitov zaya masa Hashem nagila v'nismecha v'kar of mamish. Wish everybody a chodesh tov and be'ezra Hashem afreilich and perm. Thank you so much to all.